I'm standing inside St. Magnus Cathedral in the Crossing. It's just after closing time, and it's been another wild, wet and windy day out there. A little bit of snow, a bit of ice, and very, very cold winds. However, yesterday was much more exciting because yesterday there was a massive storm and we believed that St. Magnus Cathedral was struck by lightning. Now, we have very efficient lightning conductors, so nobody was harmed and no damage to the building ensued. However, it looks like our electricals suffered just a little bit, and all day today we've been wandering around finding the circuits that don't work and the sockets that have ceased functioning and the lighting panels that have, you know, got a bit singed. But it did remind me of the story of the cathedral in 1671, which is also a time when the cathedral was struck by lightning. The spire was hit and it actually caught fire and burnt down. And it was reckoned at the time that they probably had about 2 hours of grace before the great oak beams that were holding the bells burnt through. Now, obviously, the minute that happened, then the great bells that were put up there in 1528... would come crashing down. So obviously quick thinking was required and the call was put out to the townspeople of Kirkwall and they all came running. They had buckets, they had carts and they brought sand and they brought earth. And this was piled up in the middle of the cathedral on the floor. And eventually, after about 2 hours, the oak beams holding the bells burnt through. The three great bells came crashing down through all the levels of the tower and landed on the big pile of earth and sand in the middle. The large bell and the small bell survived unscathed. The largest bell, called Magnus, unfortunately suffered a bit of a crack and actually had to be sent away to Amsterdam to be recast. Now, I'm very fond of the postscript to this story. You see, the story goes that it took 2 hours to get all the earth and sand into the cathedral. However, the extra bit of the story says that it took another 2 years before it was finally removed.